The Outside's paw print of cats in the online world this time, as Jennifer Walsh avidly follows the activity of a highly popular neighbourhood individual. What does the explosion of animal tracking possibilities mean about the watching humans, wonders the composer in her latest Things Know Things.
I recently joined my neighbourhood WhatsApp chat. It's a pretty active chat. There are over 300 members, which I guess is what happens when you live in a densely populated city. The neighbourhood chat is full of useful information, from recommendations for locksmiths to where people leave cuttings from their plants for others to take. It's where I found out about the recent auroras, my phone exploding late one night with photographs, screenshots from Aurora Watch UK, and exhortations to run to a window and look north. One of my neighbours has a cat, let's call the cat Rocky, who became so popular on the neighbourhood chat that a separate chat had to be created just for his fans. Yes, of course I'm on this chat, along with about 70 other people. Why is Rocky so popular? Sure, he's a cute cat, but much more importantly, he is very friendly and, as is a cat's right, seems to regard the entire neighbourhood as his personal domain. How do I know this? Because none of the pictures on Rocky fans are taken by his owner. All the pictures are taken by the many, many people who Rocky visits each day. And that is why the Rocky fans chat is fascinating to me. Not because it supplies endless pics of a cute cat, but because it gives me a sense of how a cat lives. Here is Rocky at 5 a.m. in the morning, having his back massaged by a toddler in one house. Here is Rocky at mid-morning, lazing on a kitchen table in a different house. Here he is again and again in so many different flats and houses, trying to break into the bathroom, napping on someone's bedroom pillow, grooming himself on the hall mat, having his portrait drawn by a child. This is a case where technology offers me something beautiful, a glimpse into how a non-human navigates the world. The artist and technologist James Bridle argues for this way of knowing other creatures in his book Ways of Being. Bridle calls for an Internet of Animals, a philosophical approach whereby technology is used as a gesture of communication, of care, to allow non-human species to demonstrate what they need from us humans. Bridle gives the example of Animal Tracker, a fantastic free app created by the Max Planck Institute, which allows you to see the flight paths of different birds who have been fitted with trackers. I open up Animal Tracker and I watch time lapses of a starling's flight between the Netherlands and London, a yellow-legged gull's wanderings between the south of France and Cornwall in the UK. A black kite's migration from northern Italy down the western coast of Africa and into Mali. Forget Instagram. Animal Tracker is where it's at. I feel deep joy every time I use it. The Rocky fans chat functions as a low-tech, crowdsourced version of Animal Tracker, where the focus is firmly on one cat. It offers the same insights and the same joy. And what's clear is that just like the birds, Rocky doesn't observe borders. He needs freedom. He needs space to roam, more space than you could ever imagine. The chat allows Rocky to advocate for his rights as a cat, without ever having to do anything other than be his fabulous self.
Jennifer Walsh there on the rise of animal tracking in her latest Things Know Things. And if you haven't yet, try searching CatCam on TikTok to join some eye-opening journeys with Rocky's friends and relations.